Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Still on your chest, I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland.
I pledge myself to.
I'm going to read you John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21, which is our foundation for life. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." I will go further and read Luke chapter 21, verses number 34 to 36. Luke, the 21st chapter, the 34 to the 36 verses. The Bible said, "Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares. For as a snare, it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." Where you saw you can kind ye free look at some. It a yet you know back when you move a yet your son, it is in a dear sense. Yes, when some panu said you look at a child, you bring a nitra a yet you know back when you move a yet a dear son. I would like really to read for the last time this particular scripture, and then I will allow you to take your seat. There is a profound and a prophetic word from the throne of God as fellow Ghanaians, as we celebrate the goodness of the Lord and the grace of God. Willy King Gami and children. Whether you are saved or not saved, whether you believe you don't, that's not the point. The criteria, as they say, that is the criteria. It's a profound revelation. I don't know any kind of counsel that goes through the spectrum of sheyi. It be a fit to be anywhere, James. King Gangwe.
Napocha, and then Sabro, and then Queen Munia Mahunta Jenny, how Anshama Kumaso. Then the number two moon perfume Sifidi. Never born, not yes, I seen you in any
or CBB, but Nipa, a tear, I seen there, and so there is something that is coming and is coming upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Something is coming. But the something that is coming upon all them that dwell on the face of the very whole earth. Watch ye therefore, pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things. There are things, not a thing. Things, one of them is coronavirus. And I can assure you that corona is just one of the most minuscule microcosm of it. Say a good amen. It really reminds me of Psalm 33 and verse number 12, when the Bible was outlining something profound. In Psalm 33, verse number 12 to 15, the Bible was talking about blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And the people whom God himself have chosen as his own inheritance. Very profound. Very outstanding that God can choose a people to become his people. That God can say, this is my inheritance. It is outstandingly prophetic or remarkable for God to say that these people, they belong to me. These people, they are mine. These are my inheritance. For God to look out on the entire. Isn't it amazing that God chose the nation of Israel, but they were not the only people on the face of the earth? You know, God chose them and declared that, you know, I am your God. I am your God. I am your. It's amazing. Jerusalem. The Bible said in those days there were no electricity generators and all those things that came up. And in those days, amazingly, the Bible said that when they were coming, traveling or commuting in the night, the Lord was with them like a pillar of fire by day, you know, and a pillar of cloud, you know, by them, the pillar of fire by night and a pillar of cloud by day. It was amazing because the nations feared them. The nations, they feared them. And when nations are fearing one nation, the reason was all because the Lord is their God. The Lord is their God. I have a profound statement to make. The Lord God is your God. The Lord becomes your God. I am going to use the opportunity to let everybody, you know, when I announced 2 weeks ago and also last week that the Lord is giving me a profound message for this nation. You know, a lot of people, including you people sitting here, think we are going to use this platform to insult our leaders. You think that, you know, oni empeni phone nya. Ada empeni phone go na yegana for. I have received countless calls from all around the world. Yenya but today. What the hell? What the hell? I'm carrying a word from the Lord. You were not there when I heard the message. Why are you bothered? Why are you intimidated? If there is a word from the Lord, why are you intimidated? We are near Yanku any month. I will have to commend, you know, ourselves as a nation I want to use the opportunity to thank God for the lives of everybody who is under the reach of the sound of my voice. Last Friday was a very beautiful and a very colorful celebration in the city of Kumasi. The Ashanti region itself has a way of making things big and making things glamorous and making things powerful. The Ashanti region, I mean, I saw what I'm talking about exactly when, you know, I had the privilege and opportunity to host Laugh Talk at the KNUSD Great Hall, and I saw for myself, you know, the proclivity and the tendency that Ashanti region has a way of celebrating everything great. And so before I celebrate Ghanaians, I would like to use the opportunity to thank God for the life of His Majesty King Osetutu II. You know, the Lord bless you. Nanaunkwaso, it was beautiful. It was just beautiful. Are you clapping? Nanaunkwaso. It was very beautiful. Extremely beautiful. It was lovely. It was lovely. The display of Ghanaian culture. When I saw the golden nature of our kente, it was beautiful. The array of people that came together to celebrate the red, the blood of our fathers, the gold, the enrichment of this nation, the green, the vegetational lines of this nation, the black star, the hope of Africa. You know, it was beautiful. At a point, I thought I was in another planet. At a point, I thought we had gathered on another planet at a point. Oh, I was amazed. It was beautiful. And look at the guests that have come from all around the world to come and be with us. It was wonderful. You know, the Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago, you know, joining us in the celebration. It was beautiful. And I want to use the opportunity to celebrate my own president, His Excellency, Nana Addo-Dankwa. I want to thank God for you, Your Excellency. It was beautiful. You are looking amazing, Your Excellency. And our mother, Lady Rebecca, looking phenomenally wonderful. The Vice President and his beautiful wife, it was amazing. I look at our ministers of state, so on and so forth. You know, it was a very wonderful thing. Whilst I was sitting by my television and watching, I, you know, shut all phones off because I didn't want anybody to be interrupting or disturbing, you know, and watching. I was wondering, whilst the celebration is going on, is this the same Ghana? Is this the same Ghana? At the point, I am asking, is this the same Ghana where filth, if it, giant, is this the same Ghana? Is this the same Ghana? You tell me, if you go to the La Beach area and all, is this the same Ghana? Your royal dross and Nisisi Mountain is so openly. Is this the same Ghana? I'm asking. A good one. Is this the same Ghana that our hospitals have nurses, a lot of them who don't have any value for human lives? Is it the same Ghana? So the moment I said that I had a message from God, the people are thinking, I am going to talk to our leaders, but what about you? I'm shocked! Is this the same Ghana? Once we were singing the songs and, you know, and all that kind of, I was thinking to myself, is this the same Ghana, you know, where the police arrested people, here at La Paz, and this guy took off, fought with the police officer, driver, and his mate, beat, you know, this police up with and got the uniform and the coat of arms. Give at least a little respect to it. Malam Junction, driver and his mate fought police officer in uniform, beat him until the uniform was torn. Is this the same Ghana? I'm asking. That a police officer's AK-47 rifle was taken from him here at La Paz. And the man was shot to death here at La Paz. I'm asking. whether it is the same God. And you're very interesting. Very, very interesting. You were thinking that I'm going to be talking about some historical stuff. Put the scripture back. Let me show you something little. And then, you know, Psalm 33 verse 11. The Bible said, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. And the next verse, the Bible is outlining something very good. The Lord looketh from heaven and beholdeth all, when you be entering, all the sons of men. Look at verse number 14. From the place of his habitation. Push my monitors up, please. From the place of his habitation. The Bible is saying, he looketh upon the inhabitants of the earth. And then the next verse, very profound. He fashioneth their hearts. Everybody say hearts. There be, can be. Kuma! When you mean dealing with your name, a command will deal with. Yet he has sorted them, but commanding yet. Yesum nyame but komana pro se komana pro no obi di kodi disia enye yie obi di kokodi mpia enye yie obi di kodi mc enye yie koma is all that we are talking about. I'm going to drop the message itself which the Lord has given to me. I'm asking myself, is it the same Ghana where a man raped his own daughter 14 years old? Is this the same Ghana? Obey matimini onwane ba ne yemba onine yire ne wopano for 14 years. 2 weeks ago he was jailed for 20 years. That is not enough. Is this the same Ghana? Say Kumaniya, we will not even go to the point of defiling a minor. Pioneer, is this the same Ghana? I'm thinking, say Kumaniya, if this are your hearts, then I'm sorry, judgment is on the way. Say Mukumaniya, judgment is on the way. If this is the Ghana we are talking about, when I look at all our, the national pledge, the national anthem, it tells me that our fathers, they had some God factor in their hearts. Bless our homeland Ghana, oh God. Make our nation great and strong. Bold to defend forever the cause of freedom and of life. Today, if you are bold, they call you arrogant. They see boldness as arrogance. They want you to be timid and quiet. That is what they want you to be. Bold to defend forever the cause of freedom. And that is why Galamse is spoiling all our waters, because we lack the boldness to confront wickedness. We lack the boldness. Boldness! Oh yeah. We lack boldness. Feel our hearts. Wins what the heart in this bishop. Feel our hearts with true humility. True genuine true humility. Make us fearless to cherish. Make us cherish fearless honesty. Fearless honesty. You know what that is? Fearless honesty. Will be Jimmy America when you catch you say, "Woo, Jimmy. Jai Jimmy." That is fearless honesty. It's fearless. Honest, but it's fearless. And help us to resist oppressors' rule with all our will, with all our might forevermore. And then when we finish, we put our hands on our chest. I promise on my honor. To be faithful. Do you know what faithfulness is? Do you know? A man cannot be faithful to his own wife. How can he be faithful to a nation? Pioneer! A man cannot be faithful to his own wife. How can he be faithful to a nation? I'm asking a good question. The Bible says, if a man cannot rule well his own house, how can he rule the house of God? You cannot be faithful to your own husband. You want to rule a nation. You want to represent a people. people, a constituency. How can you do that? To be faithful and loyal. Young friend, you're not faithful. Hokura. The founding fathers and mothers have pushed even further to loyalty to Ghana, my motherland. We have sold our own nation. I pledge myself to the service. Single 439. Now you know, these are some of the things that I'm looking out because I want to say Hashaganama. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse number 10 and 11. The Bible makes a very profound statement because there are people that God Himself has ordained to take care. Look at the scripture. It said, the land is full of adulteress because of the swearing, the land mourneth. The pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up, and their cause is evil. Evil! Evil. The police cannot tell what happens to Sugab Kope, whether it is contract killing, investigation is still ongoing. A man is shot in the face of his own wife in the name of politics. And I was wondering if the celebration was on another planet. I was wondering if we were in another planet. When you talk like this, the people are thinking, you know, why are you saying all these kind of things? Because I'm dealing with the soul. It doesn't matter what position anybody feels. God will judge every soul. My job is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to you. And the preaching of we will have to tell the word of God to everybody, no matter who you are. Repent, the king is coming again. Oh yeah, the king is coming again. We're looking at 23, you know, verse number 10. Me and you.
Now, what I say for Ashas as in a song.
What I say for Ashas as in a song.
Now, no minty as a sunity a bobo.
A fidient. A
dient.
A dient.
No minty.
A dient.
No minty.
A dient.
No me.
A young fainting income. A dient.
No me.
No me. Because the Lord is full of curses. And I was thinking, you know, when, you know, the celebration is going on. I'm thinking. Say, electoral commission. Who will pay the money? I'm speaking the mind of God to God's people. Hello, me and P. As I said, I did.
A dear bobo.
Read.
A sister at the DBA, a cusa. No, America, to your bonnet.
Read.
No, many young son tenet. No, different name or soft wound in Shunya.
What different? And or soft wound Nina. One was who uses the word Nina. Omania day.
In Shunya. Me fear and put a man who won't born.
Fear and pop. The madness. See, that is why I'm talking to you. I'm not talking to our leaders. I'm talking to you. Me fear and pop. Me fear. Soft wound Shunya. What different Shunya. Me fear and put a man who the end.
Man who won't born.
Bonny!
Radio assembly.
We were about Brumo. They don't want me to mention it. Any attainer touching it. Because my job is to bring alive that which has been documented in the word of the Lord. Me fear! Me fear impo. And I went on upon it. Read.
But I say, and don't see one coin bayer one say, assume could be more coin.
Yeah. That is why we are not finding a headway. Headway! And come on, man, you whisk a cocoa fang on from a jar. You are bonambo, you are poopy bibri bo, you are danger more. How can we beg? How? When I went to the land of the Emirates, I realized that it is a complete desert. Sand! And they can turn a desert into an amazement. And they don't call Jesus. And I'm thinking, it's time for Ghana to sit down and repent. Come back to God and tell the Lord, we have sinned against you. Please forgive us and redirect us. Because when you're in Sidanwa, I'm telling you, coronavirus is see what China, not only Ghana, the whole world has become some cow deficient. Market prices are falling in the marketplace and all kinds of crazy things. Spare parts are short. Many workers say medical supplies are short. Now when you're enjoying, you are Ghana to say Jerusalem. God loves this nation. Ebola by Ebiamaha, MERS by Ebiamaha, SARS by Ebiamaha, Corona Ebisi had that. I mean, all can hear an answer. CNN Muslim Ebisi. I'm telling you, very interesting. I decided to just pick it up on step by step basis and speak to you, because when I look at our condition and I put us into a SWOT analysis, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, there are so many things threatening our existence. Cry! So I'm looking at Jeremiah chapter 7. A chief injury was a near niya mesum. A near ni! The real thieves are not in Nsawem. I'm telling you. Akronfangasa. They are not in Nsawem. Akronfangasa are in suits. Nice pocket pieces. Driving very nice cars. And we gladly call them honorables. Gladly. We call them reverend. Gladly, we call them bishop. Gladly, we call them mister. Gladly, we call them your honor, your grace. Gladly. Hallelujah. We look in guy verse number, you know, 1 to 4. Let's hear what the word of the Lord.
And then in your song. Asema ife wade nche ba yerumi nche se kwagina wade fie ponkesi mu na ko pai asemi wo ho na
ti
wade asem mu yuda fo nyina mo fa ponkesi mu be sori wade sasa fo wade ijo nyakopon si ni momo ma kwan ne moni ye enye yi
momo ma kwan ne moni ye enye yi
na mama ma tena hai ko mo fa mo ho nto atru se mi so se wade asori fie
wade kan chira mo ho se ye Christian nation, ye Christian nation
na sa momo ma kwan ne moni ye enye yi ampa.
Is one of the messages the Lord says I shall tell this nation. The revelation is ampa. Truthfully, honestly, sincerely. But among us, among us, it was said, woman will knee and walk by a ye ampa. The revelation again is ampa. Who be in the year in the bar, sorry, or funny, Yerichi, who didn't throw children. Now, Sigan and your 63 of what? Last year, yes, celebrating Namibisa 62nd celebration of what? We should be having something substantial we are celebrating, isn't it? Will you can go and meet you?
But I say, some of you are not going to be able
go.
Someone shut our hole. Every single one of us.
Onipa, nini nyongko atentene ne? Onipa, nini nyongko atentene ne? Man she yisi aso kunafuo yininti ya wamuri.
And as a man she moje deepem enguhai.
Moja deepem engua.
Nama eni wenyame fufuachi.
Nama nko deep ma bosom kan kanechi ya.
Anfa anyame hubonia.
Nama anfa anyame hubonia.
Erona me mama tena ha.
Osu me mama tena ha.
Asasi amede me mama moja anum fiti titi kosi da so.
Now I want to drop the real message God has given to me to give to you. Isaiah chapter 1 verse number 21 to the end. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 21. The Lord has given me a profound message for everybody who is Ghanaian. Read the word of God.
Said your crown of
how faithful! How is the faithful? He uses the word that our forefathers uses in our national anthem and in our national pledge to be faithful and loyal. He said, how is the faithful city become a harlot? The faithful city, we have become a harlot. You know, it was full of judgment, righteousness lodged in it, but now it is a place for murderers. It used to be a country that everybody would like to go. Do you know that investments are diverting from West Africa to East Africa? The real investors, the big boys, are diverting course from West Africa to East Africa. So business, entrepreneurship, investment, innovation is diverting course. They are going to places. Oh, Wamaya Nankayeno, we are like an attraction. But now, matters. Look at the young, whether Syrian or Indian young man who went to the bank to cash money. He was just going into his car with 200,000 Ghana cedis. He was shot open daylight. Shot dead. The man, an Indian or a Lebanese or a Syrian, Bruni, he shoot every akete. It was around 12 to 1. Broad daylight. They took the money, killed the man. Because Kronu Kwafono had done it with it for. The faithful city have become. But God is a judge. God is a judge. And God will judge. And as I'm speaking to you, judgment is on us. I'm telling you, you better repent or perish. You better repent and come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. He has become our atoning sacrifice. And let God, through his Christ, have mercy on us. We're looking at Babylon.
Nanka atemwa ya noma.
Nanka Ghana atemwa ya oma. King Ghana itemu ya
nebrem. Natine ne suntimu.
Natine ne ete Ghana mu.
Na afedi e wudifo onkwara.
E wudifo onkwara. E wudifo. Read.
Wodjita adani fi. Wonsa pa wadi
nsu atemu. Wodjita. Wodjita adani fi. Wonsa pa yedi nsu ayedeng.
Afrem.
Afrem.
Woman so chefo ayetu atefo.
Woman so chefo. What am I a triatifo?
Any a refor namfo.
Any a refor and namfo.
One in a pet at the Woody.
Womana! He's still using the word womana. Womana! A party, Moody.
No, we did a chediachi.
I would deep bride. That the word, you know, should be here. Which verse is that, sir?
Verse 23.
Verse 23. Put it in a different version. Let me hear. They have become the companion of thieves. And the Bible said, your leaders rebel and your friends are thieves. They all accept gifts in another version. Let's work very quickly. I'm speaking the heart and the mind of God. Your leaders are rebels and companions of thieves. All of them love bribes and demand payoffs, but they refuse to defend the cause of orphans and fight for the rights of the widows. I'm speaking to a nation this morning. And when I look at the young girl that is at Rich Hospital right now, raped by a teacher who works for the Ghana Education Service, and the girl has had, you know, an infection on his womb because she's been raped Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Even when she is in her menstrual cycle, she is raped. Raped! And this teacher is walking freely. You won't believe. I just say, Yaki Kemu say, answer. He's walking freely. That is sad. Do you know what? Now, a drone, somebody intoxicating, and so Adam and everything, you know, has affected the girl's vision. Nenifra, 16 year old. I drew closer to the people that are dealing with her case, and I'm asking, what is really happening? They said her womb is thoroughly deteriorated. If the bleeding can stop, we need to take off her womb. I thought a teacher is just like a pastor. I thought like a teacher is like a prophet. I thought like a teacher is like a president. I thought like a teacher is like a king or a chief whose job it is to hold reputably his or her office of trust in high dignity. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and the toil of our fathers, and I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the very good name of Ghana. So help me God. And when I teach any, you will not believe this. You will not believe this. And no pay, the Lord wants to straighten it. Come back to the Lord. I'm telling you. Will you read down? Let's close.
Now, when you may we see,
put the scripture back. We work in, sir. Which verse is that, sir?
Verse 24.
Read.
Now, may you may we share much.
Therefore, saith the Lord, the mighty one of Israel, Obika, Asamno. Amen. I will ease me of my adversaries and avenge me of my enemies. I'm telling you, young man came here 3 weeks ago, was, you know, brutalized in Ahimfi, not too far away from here, brutalized because when he came out for. And he handed over to the police. When the police investigated the case, they realized that this is attention. Quickly, they turned the whole thing around and released the young man to go. But if you look at the wounds on him, it will humble you. It will really, really humble you. Me, this morning, I am not too much interested in your excavators and your frivolous clinics and hospitals and bad roads and all that. I am not too much interested in that. What I am interested in this morning, as a matter of fact, if we will want to stay, and when you drive around the country, then you will know that Ghana is a very miserable country. I am not too much interested in all that. What I am interested in this morning is that repent. Your heart needs repentance. Your heart, it needs repentance. We can all talk about these things, but how do we treat our wives? How do we treat our husbands? How are we towards our children? How do we live with our neighbors? These are some of the things that we would like to talk about. Do you know Christ as your Lord and personal Savior? Are you born again? Is your name written in the book of life? These are some of the things that this morning I will want to draw your heart to. how you treat your neighbor, what you say about your neighbor, and all that kind of thing. I'm telling you, people are nicely seated, but the things that are in their motives and in their intentions, if they tell you this is a Christian, you will never believe. These days, I have been asking why I have had suddenly a huge following of Muslims to this ministry. They are addicts of God's word. The moment you come on, they put on the thing. They are listening. And I'm asking, why do you like listening? He said, truth is truth. Jesus said, I am the truth. I am the way. I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father except through me. The Bible said we shall all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. What we are doing in this life, we will come to account for it. The Bible says very clearly, yeah, it is appointed unto man once to die. After death, there shall be judgment. You can never escape judgment. The Bible said, ye all hidden things, after we have heard the conclusion of the matter, fear God and obey his commandment. For this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring into account every hidden thing and everything that we do, whether evil or good. God will bring it into judgment. As I bring my message to a close, that if you forget everything, please don't forget, amend your ways. Amend your ways. Amend your ways. Amend your ways. Change your ways. Because God is going to deal with the heart and with your doings or your deeds. All your ways. That is what he is going to judge. May the Lord help us to come back to the fear of God. May the Lord help us to come back to our first love. May the Lord help us to come back to the place when we lifted our hands to Jesus Christ and said, we accept you as Lord and Savior. Don't you think there were churches in Denchabuase when they murdered Captain Mahama? Don't you think the people that stood there and their hands are full of his blood are members of these churches? Amend your ways. Muma makwai enyi. Na se muma makwai ne moni ye eye yampa. Eno ansa na mo behunu me no nyam. Bo penyame no nyam ahuna Ghana. Muma makwai enyi. As I finish, Willie, this morning, I want us to repent. You repent, I repent for this nation. We have sinned against God. When Joshua realized that Israel couldn't break forth, he went to the Lord and said, "Aden Israel didn't kuku na town for him." The Lord says, "My bone. Adiano ameka sima mfano mo demo nsaka. Nipa ba akubi peu. Yekuone nebuji na. Just one person sin, it affect you be." I'm telling you. And this is where we have come to. I want everybody in this place to understand and know that we have blood stained on our flag. I thought that ye na raya sa sini e aborden de maye. Imuja nananmo hwie gutu edetu ho maye edu me ne wo so si be bia to aso. Nim dia entraso. Not into us or enter us or and go to cran any person in Kuminya a digana bremudem a dear bremudem a jisiatra gate to move for so mobile conference. Yeah, chemo. Who be who say Christopher or me? God so much. Moody to move by. Yeah, chemo. You will know there are Christians in this country. And you are going, no. Give your life to Christ because very soon he appears. This morning when we pray for this nation, we will also pray for the world. Stand to your feet. Clap your hands for the Lord.
This
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.